Now that we are here, let us bring ourselves here, not just in body, but also in spirit and mind and soul. And one way of doing that is the way we do it here at Pine Grove is by lighting the Christ candle as a symbol, a powerful symbol of Christ's presence with us today and every day. And Michelle, I would like to invite you to come forward and do that and also read the candle prayer.
So as people of faith who believe in and follow the teachings of Jesus, we light this candle to remind us of God's eternal commitment to us and our saying yes to it through our baptism in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion with the Holy Spirit be with you all. So let us start with a song of praise, the first two verses of This Is the Day. Stand as we're able. Please remain standing as we move into our call to worship. God's Spirit hovered over the waters at creation. God's Spirit hovers in our midst this day. Through the ages, God has led people to new life through dark and dangerous waters. When Jesus was baptized, God claimed Jesus as child and beloved. When we are baptized, God claims us as beloved children. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. And as we pray our opening prayer, we also open our hearts and souls and minds to God's presence with us here today. Let us pray. God of all life, we give you thanks for the many ways that you bless our lives. We thank you for this special morning when we celebrate the baptism of Knox, Simon, and Briar. Send your Spirit upon them and all of us during this time of worship, so that we might dream your dreams and see visions of the world as you created it to be. Guide our thoughts and guide our actions. Bring us closer to you so that we might do your will and live life as Jesus showed us. We pray in his name. Amen. Of course, we know these things, but we forget. You only have to look around to see a world of brokenness and confusion. Not all is well in the world or with us. And in this world of confusion and brokenness, God tells us that the future is grounded in love. To a people longing for peace and redemption, God comes to bring us home, if only we'd listen. So let us confess how we have not heard God speaking to us over the last few days and weeks as we pray our prayer of confession together. Please join me. Merciful God, in baptism you offer forgiveness and new life and renewal of our relationship with you and others through Christ. But we confess that we have not done a good job as your baptized people. We are full of ourselves instead of your Spirit. And too often we see the needs of others only when it suits us. We cling to destructive habits, we hold grudges, and we allow the past to hold us hostage. Free us from what weighs us down, we pray. Remind us of the promises you make in baptism so that we may rise to new life and live together in grace and peace, honoring you and loving neighbors, and working for peace and justice and reconciliation. Through Jesus Christ, your beloved Son. Amen. So hear these words of assurance. God the Creator brings you new life, forgives and redeems you. Take hold of this forgiveness and be forgiving and forgiven as you live your life in the Spirit of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now the theme for today, of course, will be water. The water in its many shapes and forms. In the scriptures, water is a recurring and a powerful symbol of not just of life, but also of death, of order and chaos, and the choice we make between them. We can find it back in the equally powerful symbol of baptism. Those stories emerge in that same ritual. And reminds us that baptism won't make your life any easier or safer, but it involves commitment and work. And sometimes it involves taking risks. So let us listen to some of those stories this morning, as the first ones will be read by Nick's dad, Peter.
A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, Land Out of the Waters of Chaos. In the beginning, when God created the universe, the earth was formless and desolate. The raging ocean that covered everything was engulfed in total darkness, and the Spirit of God was moving over the water. Then God commanded, "Let the water below the sky come together in one place, so that the land will appear." And it was done. He named the land Earth, and the water which had come together He named sea. And God was pleased with what he saw. Another reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 7, Waters of Destruction. The flood continued for 40 days, and the water became deep enough for the boat to float. The water became deeper, and the boat drifted on the surface. It became so deep that it covered the highest mountains. It went on rising until it was about 25 feet above the tops of the mountains. Every living being on the earth died, every bird, every animal, and every person.
We cannot live without water. We are made out of water. Our bodies are made up of 60% of water. We need fresh water to drink. The oceans feed us. Rain irrigates the land. Our food grows because of water. Water, frozen in the polar ice caps, keep our climate cool. Water is fundamental. Water is life. We are birthed into this world through water. But water can also be dangerous and destroy. For a desert people like the Israelites, the deep lakes around them and the endless sea that they were living on the edge, were scary. They stood for everything that was life-threatening and chaotic, something they could not control. These waters could easily flood and overwhelm them. In an instant, you could lose everything to the powerful waters. So water can be scary. Baptism can be scary. Sometimes children cry, and I think it's because of that when they get baptized. Because with it, we say to God, "You take the wheel. I leave the driving up to you now. Tell me where to go and I'll follow." And that can be scary. That can be intimidating. And surprisingly wonderful at the same time, as we'll now hear from the prophet Isaiah, from his old prophecies 3,000 years ago. Peter.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Waters on the thirsty land, Israel the chosen. The Lord says, "I will give water to the thirsty land, and make streams flow on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your children, and my blessings on your descendants. They will thrive like well-watered grass, like willows by streams of running water." This is the witness of the Hebrew people.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Peter. Moses turns the bitter water in the desert into sweet water. And he produces water from a rock in the dry desert as well. Jesus walks upon the waters of chaos. And at Cana, Jesus turns the water into wine. Our God is a God of miracle and wonders. To take such an ordinary, daily, everyday thing as water and make it the center of an extraordinary event reminds us that it's not the perfect and the most wonderful and the most shiny thing that God makes wonderful, but rather it's the small, the insignificant, the everyday things. The ordinary can be made into the most extraordinary thing of all. Us. A love for each other. Our strength and our faith. Our baptism in simple water. Our willingness to meet one another in the fullness of who we are and to greet one another as equals. As we are equals in the eyes of God. We are the stuff of miracles to this very day. So let's sing the first hymn of More Voices 144, Like a Healing Stream. The first verse. Next reading about water is coming also from the Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, verse 25. And it's about water to clean with, another purpose of water. The Lord says, "I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanliness. From all your idols I will cleanse you." Water cleans, as the picture shows. Water washes away. Water takes what was dirty and cleanses it. Dirty faces are wiped with water and they shine again. Hands are washed in water so we can break bread with them and eat with others. Water takes the impure and makes it pure again. The ancient Israelites used water, and other faith traditions still to this day use water to transform themselves, to be ready to hear God's word and to receive God's blessing, almost like a baptism. Water transforms the old into new again and again. To go through water means that we are made new and opened up, ready to trust God in our baptism.
Healing stream on a gentle garden, spirit water come to nourish tiny seeds.
Next, we'll hear of waters of hospitality and friendship as described in 2 Kings 6, verses 22 and 23. Now, you need to know that the Israelites, this is about battle. The Israelites had been invaded by the Syrians time after time, and they lost. And finally, there was a prophet, Elisha, and he made things stop and turn around. He said, involve God with this. Do about something about this. It's not up to you. And finally, the Syrians were defeated. Now, of course, the Israelites wanted revenge. They wanted to kill them off. But the Isaiah says, no, do not do this. It goes like this. When the king of Israel saw the Syrians, the defeated Syrians, he asked Elisha, shall I kill them, sir? Shall I kill them? No, Elisha answered. Not even soldiers you had captured in combat would you put to death. Instead, give them something to eat and to drink, and let them return to their king. And so the king of Israel provided a great feast for them. And after they had eaten and drunk, he sent them back to the king of Syria. And from then on, the Syrians stopped raiding the land of Israel. The second reading is from the New Testament, from the 9th chapter of Mark, verse 41. Jesus told them, I assure you that anyone who gives you a drink of water because you belong to me will certainly receive a reward. Travelers in ancient times, weary and dusty from the hot, dusty roads, stopped at homes along the way, and they were taken in with joy and with love. They were welcomed with cool, refreshing water as a sign of friendship and trust. And they were invited to seat their tired bones down and to offer up their dirty, dusty traveling feet. And the host, whoever the host was, would carefully wash away their tiredness and invite their guests to feel at home, even if they are strangers, especially if they were strangers. Hospitality was core and vital and central in ancient Israel. To be faithful to God meant you had to be welcoming to all those who entered your home, friend and strangers. To wash another person's dirty feet is an intimate act of humbleness and trust. The night before he died, Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. And before he shared Passover with them, he offered to them the Christian practice of humbling hospitality. With the cool waters of the baptismal font, Christ offers us the same humble hospitality. Another story about water and life is from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 9 to 15, the woman at the well. And if you look closely, you can see, of course, the woman at the top looking down. But if you look down, you see two faces, the woman and Christ's face. And this is how the story goes. The woman answered to Jesus, you are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan, so how can you ask me for a drink? Jews will not use the same cups and bowls that Samaritans use. And Jesus answered, if you only knew what God gives and who it is that is asking you for a drink, you would ask him, and he would give you life-giving water. Sir, the woman said, you don't have a bucket, and the well is so deep. Where would you get that life-giving water? It was our ancestor Jacob who gave us this well. He and his children and his flocks all drank from it. You don't claim to be greater than Jacob, do you? But Jesus answered, those who drink this water will get thirsty again. But those who drink the water that I will give them will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring which will provide them with life-giving water and give them eternal life. Sir, the woman said, give me that water. Then I will never be thirsty again, nor will I have to come here to draw water. Water has been with us since the beginning of time. God, through the Holy Spirit, moves us to water to be refreshed and renewed, not only in body, but also in spirit, as this story shows us. Clear, fresh water became a symbol for the way, the path that Jesus leads us upon. For without water, we will die. Our bodies will wither, and our souls will be wanting, yearning, always. Jesus became for us, for our healing and our hope, water that is always living, always fresh and always clear, always still and always welcoming. With the Holy Spirit as our guide and our God as our safe harbor, Jesus will take us along his way, the way. The way that leads us to a new heaven and a new earth that can only be possible when we accept that in the here and now, the living water is free for us to drink from, available for us to immerse ourselves in, so that we may be the people of earth that God wishes us to be, a people of love and a people of hope, like a living stream. Of course, one of the most important purposes of water is the one we'll celebrate today, the use of water for baptism. And we'll be hearing a little bit of Jesus' baptism, because he was baptized too, as we read in Matthew 3, verses 16 and 17. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he came out of the water. Then heaven was opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down like a dove and lighting on him. And then a voice said from heaven, "This is my own dear Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God. John the Baptist stood in the dirty, muddy, mucky waters of the River Jordan, and he offered repentance to those who were willing to enter into that water. He said, "Let God wash away your regrets and your brokenness. Let God offer you a second chance." Relationships can be mended in hope that love can prevail, in hope that peace will always be greater than hatred. John told of someone much greater than himself, one who would baptize not with water, but with the Holy Spirit. Jesus went first to John to be baptized in the holy waters of the Jordan before he felt he could begin his ministry, the ministry of shalom and healing for all and peace. It means living in right relations with God and each other. Through water, we are welcomed into the community of faith. And an ordinary thing like water becomes the center of an extraordinary event in which we declare that God is with us for now and for always. We are not alone. We live in God's world. Thanks be to God. Amen. The choir has practiced a special hymn for today, an anthem. Thank you. And a very appropriate hymn as our family of faith is growing today. Well, we're moving into our baptism now. And I'd like to invite the parents and the children to stand up and come forward. And if people want to take pictures or shoot video, feel free to move around and whatever you need to do. And of course, I'd like to invite Claire, as chair of the board, to come forward and introduce the parents and the candidates for baptism to us. Juggling.
On behalf of the congregation of Pine Grove United, I present the following persons for initiation into the body of Christ through baptism. Knox Lincoln Colabutin, Simon Patrick Colabutin, and Briar Sandra Colabutin, children of Michelle Marie and Nicholas Patrick Colabutin. Welcome.
Thank you. I ask you the following questions. Do you profess your faith in one God, Creator, Christ, and Spirit? Do you promise to resist evil and live in love and justice? Will you join with your brothers and sisters in this community of faith to celebrate God's presence, live with respect for creation, and love and serve others? In baptism, Knox, Simon, Brian mark an important step in their journey of faith. Will you care for them and help them to take their place within the mission and witness of Christ's church? You may notice there is no godparents here today, and that's because the parents decided you will be the godparents. The congregation is will play the role of godparents. So I will ask you. Okay, and please rise as you're able. Let us pledge to these persons our support and care. As a baptizing people, we commit ourselves to support and uphold you within the community of faith. May God grant us all the grace to live out our baptism. Amen. You may be seated. And now that we are at this point, we confess our faith. We say what we believe in, what we stand for. It will be on the screen. A new creed. Actually, would you mind standing for that? Thank you. Please join me. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please be seated. Okay, so I think, would you like to pour the water? Knox, would you like to help? I was in here. Okay. Good, yeah. Keep on going, that's good. Yeah, that's it, a bit more? All right, that's good. Great, to the brim. Thank you. Gracious God, we bless you for the gift of water and the gift of life, and within the gift of water. Over its unshaped promise, your Spirit hovered at creation. By water comes the growth of the earth. Through water, you led the children of Israel to freedom. In the waters of the Jordan, your child Jesus was baptized. Now may your Spirit be upon us and what we do, that this water may be a sign for all of new life in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. We'll be first. Knox, you will be first. It's ever over and done with, buddy. Okay, a little closer. Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's the water feel. It's nothing special. It's just tap water. Ooh, and it's going over the rim here. Okay. Knox Lincoln, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and in the Holy Spirit name. Amen. Knox Lincoln, sign of the cross. Mark, you are marked with the sign of the cross, making you Christ forever. Amen. Okay. That's Simon. Yeah. Okay. Simon Patrick, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Simon Patrick, child of God, marked with the sign of the cross, you are now Christ's forever. Amen. Briar Sander, let's say something about this beautiful dress here.
Mm-hmm. This is my grandfather's baptism gown.
Your grandfather's baptism gown.
Yeah.
And how old is it? Look at this.
Yeah, I think over 100 years.
Over 100 years old. Oh. Yeah. And Briar Sander gets to wear it today.
That's right.
Briar Sandra, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Well, baptism can be scary. Briar Sandra, marked with the Christ, with the cross of Christ, you are now Christ's forever. Amen. And of course, there's two parties involved. Not just the parents, there's also the congregation. The godparents, we are the godparents. So let us stand as we are able and receive these children and the parents in our midst. We, the friends and members of Pine Grove United Church, do hereby accept you into the church, which is called the body of Christ. We welcome you not only in our own behalf, but as representatives of the universal church. We do not presume to tell you what you must believe, for ours is a community of free inquiry and searching. We promise to share with you our experience of faith and ask that you share yourself with us. In this way, we shall learn from one another, grow stronger, and more often be faithful to God as servants to all people. So be it. Amen. Please be seated. And let's go. Let's take the children around. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
You might need that.
Okay, let's go. These. Come on, Ox. This way. Isn't she beautiful? Isn't she beautiful? Yeah. And of course, we have the baptismal candle and the family Bible to hand out. Let's light the candles. Okay, I'll give you a hand with that. Look at this. So think of this day as a birthday, a second birthday. Lucky you for these children. So why not remember this date, November 2nd, as your second birthday that you were baptized and celebrate it every day, every year. Oh, celebrate every day too. Okay. Thank you. And a third one. Here, there's another one here. Hey. Who wants to hold the third one? So there's, you guys only have limited number of arms. Yes. Yeah. Yeah? San Diego. Yeah. Okay. And Claire, there's a beautiful Bible too, family Bible. This is a really interesting, beautiful Bible. It works on different age levels. So you can read it now with the babies, as the children, as they're still small. And as they're growing up, you'll still be able to read different stories. Let's give them a hand. This is a wonderful occasion. Thank you. If you want, you can blow the candle out or just leave it on for now. Whatever you feel like. Let us sing of this sacred moment. Voices United 644. I was there to hear your born in cry, which tells us about God being with us from the day we are baptized until we die. Yeah. Mitchell and his mom, Karen, had a poem, a blessing poem they would like to read for us. Come on up. Why don't you stand on here so everybody can see you? Okay. Right here. I'll give you a microphone. Okay. There you go. I'll hold it for you. You read it.
Welcome, precious little children sent to us from God above, baptized today in Jesus' name, held close in his arms of love. May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others as you'd want done for you. May angels guide your heart and bring you smiles to wear, and may your heavenly Father always keep you in his care.
Great. Thank you, Mitchell. Pretty good. That takes guts to do that. After this wonderful occasion, of course, we have to share the peace of Christ. As baptized and baptizing people, we cannot keep that for ourselves. We have to share it. So the peace of Christ be with you all. let us share the peace of Christ with one another. We're moving into our time of prayer. And here at the Pine Grove United Church, it's our custom to center ourselves first and make ourselves quiet and open ourselves up to God's presence again. We do that by singing our call to prayer. Thing we like to do is what's called the Candles of Hope, and it's about these candles here in front. And I should relight the Christ candle, which was, and all the excitement was extinguished. Claire, and the Candles of Hope is an opportunity to light a candle from the Christ candle for a person or persons or a situation you know needs our extra care and prayers, and raise that name and that situation to God's awareness. So I invite you to come forward if you know of a person or a situation who can use our prayers and light a candle of hope. Right here. I'll use this one. There you go.
Don't let that one go over. Thank you. That would be helpful, wouldn't it?
He's in the roll now.
I'm okay.
Yep.
Thank you. I light two candles this morning, one for my Aunt Ruthie and the other one for my sister-in-law, Doreen, both of whom will get your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you.
I lit two candles. One is for the sacristan of our church back home in Oshawa, who's been afflicted with cancer and is journeying, making his journey towards the Lord. And being All Souls Day, I lit the second candle for Kimberly Vibert.
Let us pray, and I invite you to, when you hear the words, Lord, hear our prayer, to respond with an in your love answer. Let us pray. Gracious God, source of all life, you have adopted us in the waters of baptism, and you made us your own in love. We pray that we may embrace our lives and the lives of others with courage and compassion, unafraid of joy or pain, of sickness or health. May your care be known in our care. Lord, hear our prayer. and in your love answer. Loving God, you do not promise an easy path with sunny blue skies and nothing but pleasant company. You simply ask us to follow you. You said it was our decision, no demands, no pressure, just an invitation, an offer of friendship, and the promise of your company on the way. We thank you this morning for this gesture of unearned grace, and we ask for the courage to simply accept it and to trust where you may lead us. Lord, hear our prayer, and in your love, answer. God of grace, sometimes we are frightened by your invitation to us. The choppy waters of baptism that may rock our boat can worry us. We like to know where we are going and why, and we often prefer what's predictable and comfortable over your ever-surprising call. Yet at every turn, you meet us with the offer that you walk with us and patiently wait for us as we are distracted and diverted by other voices. Help us to keep listening to your voice, calling out to us over the noise of our own lives, and always asking, are you still with me? Lord, hear our prayer, and in your love, answer. God of grace, we pray for those for whom we lit candles this morning. We pray for those who live in fear, for those who are afraid of losing their job or worried about medical tests. We pray for those who never feel safe or are afraid to be alone, for those who are afraid of the end. We pray for those threatened by violence and cruelty, illness and poverty. We pray for healing and peace. Lord, hear our prayer, and in your love, answer. Healing God, we name you our families and friends, this community of faith, those who are on our mind, those whom we'll visit, those who are traveling. And on this All Saints' Day, we also name you those who are no longer with us, forming the cloud of witnesses who went before us. We hold gently in prayer all those names we have just raised to you, as well as the people and the concerns we have to tell you ourselves in the silence of our hearts. We pray these things not for ourselves, but in your Son Jesus' name, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We are blessed so much. It is today especially so much. But we can't help but bless God back, and others. And one way of doing that is sharing from our abundance. So let's share. Please share your offerings gladly and generously. Thank you. Please join me in a prayer of dedication. In the name and in the Spirit of Jesus, we bring you our gifts to you, gracious God. Help to give with them a ready mind, a willing spirit, and a joyful heart. Amen. Thank you. And our closing hymn is one more water-themed song. It's about, will your anchor hold? Because life is only starting for these three children. And their life will be, we know their life will be rocky, but will not be easy. So let's sing about our faith in the choppy waters of the future. Will your anchor hold? We've come to the end of this service, a wonderful, joyous service. We go back into the world, to our own lives, with the blessing of our God. God has laid claim to your life. By your baptism, you have been marked as God's own child forever. We go forth celebrating God's promise to us and our promise to God. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with kindness and give you peace. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful morning. Hope you can stay a little bit longer, enjoy each other's fellowship over coffee and goodies, and I hope to see you next week.